Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Here's a fun story out of Europe, but I think it'll entertain us here in America and my viewers elsewhere, some of whom are actually in Europe. From sciencealert.com, and this story is sent to me by tons of people, but just from different news outlets. But I'm going with one from Science Alert because I think that they must know more about science. Belgian man whose stomach brews alcohol beats drunk driving charge. The headline actually says drink driving, but in America we call it drunk driving. Belgian man whose stomach brews alcohol beats drunk driving charge. Right now, it's people going, well, huh? His stomach does what now? The man from Belgium with a very rare metabolic condition that causes his body to produce alcohol had a drunk driving charge against him dismissed in court recently. He's 40 years old, and he proved that he has Otto Brewery Syndrome, which causes carbohydrates in his stomach to be fermented, increasing ethanol levels in his blood and resulting in signs of intoxication. His lawyer confirmed the unusual case with the media after it had been reported. She said, scientists believe that the number of ABS cases in the world is underestimated. Currently, about 20 people, 20 around the entire globe have been, I'm sorry, for those of you who don't believe that, around the entire planet have been officially diagnosed with the condition. She stressed that her client, whose identity was not given, gave evidence of his ABS after tests run by three doctors. So three different doctors came back and said, yes, this man's got Otto Brewery Syndrome. The court recognized that factor and said that that was unforeseen by law and applied it to the man's case and acquitted him of the charge. Now, here's an interesting point. If the man's body creates alcohol and it's in his system, the question is, does it affect his ability to drive? Because understand that when you get a ticket for drunk driving, you're not getting a ticket because you drank and have alcohol in your system. You're getting a ticket because you had alcohol in your system while you were driving. And so it really wouldn't matter how it got there if it hit a certain level, because you'd still be doing the same thing that people are doing when they're doing it on purpose, drinking at a bar, for instance, and then driving off. Now, I understand that there's a certain lowered level of bad mental state here, but it's still, you know, if somebody plows into your car, if they run a red light, and the guy's staggering around like he's drunk and goes, well, I've got Otto Brewery Syndrome, so you can't blame me. Well, yeah, I can if you know you've got the condition and you're driving. And so that's the question I have is I don't know what level of intoxication this guy displays. So that's the real issue here. And we don't know the answer to that. Because obviously, if the guy blew a really low number and they said, well, the number is low, but we still thought the way he was acting was too bad and they arrested him for that, that could be a problem. But if the ABS causes him to act like a staggering drunk, it seems to me there still might be a problem, because there are medical conditions that you can have that prevent you from driving. They might not be your quote-unquote fault, but you have this condition. And it makes it dangerous for you to drive. So I don't know if the Otto Brewery Syndrome causes this guy to be incapable of driving well. That's the question. So he ended up in court after police back in 2022 pulled him over and wrote him up for a breathalyzer reading. And I'm not going to get into the numbers here, but he had this breathalyzer reading that was off, you know, above where it should be, well above the legal limits. So in 2019, the man had received a fine and driving license suspension, despite protesting that he had not had any alcohol to drink. So this is not his first offense. But apparently he didn't know he had the condition until later. And I applaud the guy, because it looks like the guy got pulled over a couple times, ticketed a couple times. He's like, but I'm not drinking. How is this possible? And he went to a doctor who apparently said, oh, you've got this extremely rare condition, which is only known in 20 people on Earth. He was apparently unaware of the syndrome until his last run-in. So the attorney said she and her client were awaiting formal notification of the acquittal. She noted that the prosecution service has a month to lodge an appeal if it wishes to do so. And that could be the grounds for the appeal. They could say This guy's got a condition. His body creates alcohol. Once it's in his system, he should not be driving. But I can picture a court saying, you know something, nobody got hurt apparently. The numbers, you know, may not be off the charts or anything. So how about this? Revoke his license now, but, you know, don't punish him for that one. I don't know. The man, meanwhile, was following a carbohydrate-light diet to avoid his stomach producing more alcohol. And I'm guessing they can now figure this out and figure out, like, what things he can and cannot have. At his initial court appearance in March, the prosecutor requested he avoid any alcoholic beverages, the Belgian state television channel VRT reported. And, of course, he protested and said, I don't drink alcohol. That's not the problem here. And the funny part about all of this is that I've done a bunch of videos about drunk driving. And I mentioned before that while my practice today focuses solely on lemon law, there was a time when I would take anything that walked in the door. I've done all kinds of different stuff in my practice over the 30 some odd years I've been doing the law as an attorney in the state of Michigan. And there was a time when I represented quite a few drunk drivers. In fact, I was a court defender for a while. I was actually the court appointed public defender for a while at a couple different courthouses. And that was a long time ago, early 90s. And I would deal with people who got drunk driving tickets. And I've seen everything. And I've mentioned before, I don't drink. I just don't drink. I just never acquired the taste for it. I got good friends who drink. I got friends who drink like it's an art form. I mean, I'm talking about, I got a friend who's so into craft beer. He travels the country looking to go to, you know, obscure craft breweries and try their wares. But I just don't drink and never developed a taste for it. And I did not grow up in a family that did a lot of drinking. So I just don't drink. And I've been pulled over a bunch of times. Now, I've had people say, Steve, you get pulled over a lot. Well, no, not really. It's been a few years now since I was pulled over the last time. And I mentioned the last time I got pulled over was a police officer who pulled me over. And as soon as I handed him my license, he goes, have you been drinking? I said, no. And he said, okay. And he handed it back. And I'm like, why'd you pull me over? And the guy goes, I'm just looking for drunk drivers. And so I can tell you that I worked in radio for a long period of time. And this does matter because when I worked in radio, I did a bunch of late night shifts. I used to do from 6 to midnight or midnight to 6 at different radio stations that I had to commute to. So I was driving home at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning quite a bit, or at 6:30 in the morning. And you'd be surprised. You can drive through a small town, at least in Michigan, at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you will get pulled over. If there is a police car out there with a person in it, and you drive through town at 2 a.m., you're getting pulled over. And you're getting pulled over largely because the cop is bored. And I've actually had a cop pull me over and ask me a bunch of questions and just let me go. And I've actually had a cop go, have you been drinking? Because it's 2:30 in the morning. And I go, no, haven't been drinking at all. And I mentioned in one video a while back that I once said to a cop, give me a PBT right now, I'll blow zeros. And the cop goes, no, it's okay, and just waved me off. And I actually had several people, not just one person, several people go, Steve, that's a dangerous thing to do, you know. Because you know that human bodies create alcohol? So even though you don't drink, you could blow off the charts. Because there's this condition, and they're talking about auto brewery syndrome, which is known to exist in 20 people across the planet. So trust me, I do not have auto brewery syndrome. I was not endangering myself when I jokingly said to the cop, give me a PBT, I'll blow zeros. And I know you're going to say, Steve, jokingly, what if the cop had said yes? I would have blown zeros. That's not something I was worried about. But, and I know some people are going, Steve, really? Right now, half my audience is going, Steve, preach. The other half is going, really? If you haven't lived in small town America, or driven through small town America at 2 o'clock in the morning, you don't know what I'm talking about. And so I'm going to tell you right now, when I lived in Bad Axe, which is up in the thumb of Michigan, my family still lived in Birmingham, Michigan. And I think it's about 90 or 100 miles, depending on how you do the drive. And so I got one night off a week. It was Wednesday night. So I worked 6 days a week. I got Wednesday night off. So to maximize my free time, I would shut the transmitter down at the radio station at midnight because we signed off at midnight. And at 12:03, I was walking out the front door, jumping in my car. And by 12:05, I was southbound on Van Dyke at the speed limit, heading south. Depending on which way I went, I'd go through some strange little towns that I don't go through that often anymore. Places like North Branch or Aumont or Marlette. And at 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, whatever time it was when I made it those places, quite often I drive by, I see a cop car, sure enough, turns around, pulls me over. And I literally could rattle off for you right now a dozen times I got pulled over in 2 years driving through small towns, got no tickets, nothing. It's a cop at 2 o'clock in the morning. He's sitting there. Oh, get off at 6 a.m. Oh, here comes somebody. Hey, someone to talk to. So it brought back some fun memories. But yeah, no. Never had the old drunk driving charges levied against me. But the Belgian man whose stomach brews alcohol beats the drunk driving charge from sciencealert.com. A lot of people sent it. And like I said, if the condition makes the guy drive as if he was drinking, they might tell him he can't drive. And so the real question, like I said before, is simply, you know, if he did not know this, I can understand them wanting to go easy on him. But can you imagine if he got an accident and hurt somebody or caused property damage or killed somebody? He can't go, well, I didn't know my body did that. It's still on him on some level, because for him to be 40 years old and have gotten a previous drunk driving and he didn't figure this out, despite the fact he had nothing in his system, does make you wonder. So there you go. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. It is one thing to decide to climb a mountain, and it's quite another to be on top of it.